before I learned to do that, what I just got as lost as could be.
Yeah.
Now, I also learned that if I'm going to do this, I'd better change to a different colored pencil for the second side.
For the second side?
Yeah. Because if I don't do that, I get lost.
Well, I imagine this kind of work would be real interesting.
Yeah, but it took me forever to learn how to do it. That is just the mechanics of the thing. The
yeah, sure. That would be quite a thing.
Did your granddad have a little stone that he could carry in his pocket to
yes.
sharpen?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
A whetstone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a small one. By the way, I got one in my cabinet drawer in there.
Well, I've got about three or four of those things around the house.
Yeah, I wouldn't take one. Miss got several.
What did you do to keep your harness supple and smooth?
Daddy used some kind of oil on his harness.
And we talked about the wheel on the wagon. What did he say he was going to do when that squeaked? That he'd have to go out and do what to it?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yep.
Did your dad ever compliment your mother on her clothes? If she had
no.
a dress that he liked?
No. He didn't know whether she had on a dress or not. He was too busy.
Well, that was unmanly, I guess, in those days. Never pay a compliment.
Never pay any compliment. Mm-hmm. I never heard my daddy compliment my mother but one time. And one time, I don't know what the occasion was, but she had fixed quite a nice meal. And I've always remembered it. And he called her Babe. And he said, Babe, that was a delicious meal. Mm-hmm. And it's the only time in my life that I can ever remember that I ever heard my father say a complimentary word to Mother about something that she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to just take it for granted.
Well, that was what you was put here for.
What you had to do.
You had to do it, and that was all there was to it,
yeah.
And you wasn't supposed to get complimented on it.
When you were a girl, what did you call it when you put on your best clothes? You say you're going to get, or going to do what?
Well, you put on your Sunday clothes.
And dress up or doll up or just put on your Sunday clothes?
Just put on your Sunday clothes. Dress up, I guess. I'd imagine that's what we'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
because we just had one, you know.
That's all you needed.
Just one. Oh.
Where would you put your coins when you were a girl if you were going to carry them to town or something?
In the corner of my handkerchief. That's usually the way that's just about the way the girls all carried their money.
Yeah, I remember my mother did this to me when I was a little kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Put it in the corner of your handkerchief.
Yeah, where did your mother carry hers?
Mother usually had a purse, mm-hmm. some kind.
What would you call an ornament that you'd wear on your arm?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And one around your neck?
That'd be a necklace.
Mm-hmm. Was that ever called a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yes, string of beads.
Have you ever heard a pair of beads?
Yeah, where you have two strands of it.
This is a whole string. This is very old. I picked this up over at Eastern.
A pair of beads.
For a string of beads.
A pair of beads.
Sounds strange to me.
I don't believe I ever heard that.
That's pretty unusual.
Uh-huh. I say you got that over in the eastern part of the state?
Just once.
Oh, man.
That's awfully old. It goes
way back yonder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did your mother put over her head if she was in town that was going to rain or something?
Just a scarf.
Did she have one of those things that you could...
No. You mean a parasol?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Was that for sun or rain?
Both.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What do you call that now?
Umbrella.
Uh-huh.
But they called it a parasol back when I was a child.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you put on if you're going out to cook now? Say you're going to fry bacon or something and you don't want the grease to splash on you.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
the
betcha.
Bottom of your dress where it goes down underneath and then up
him.
And is tacked.
Uh-huh. To him.
And if you break a button or something and don't have time to sew it on, you close the hole with a...
Usually put a diaper pin in it.
Yeah.
Pin it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are the parts of a man's suit, or what were they for your father?